Begin the current daf. Masechet Shabbos daf Peihei. Begin on the base. Begin the taste of Masal. Taste begins words of the Gemara. Gzeira. It's concerned. Shemi Amalav Chulu might come to fill it all up, etc. The lo yehei el Reish Torah. And then the Gemara says, okay, it should be only Reish Torah. Which taste here is discussing parts of the discussion here in the opinion of Rav. Which taste come to explain this. Which again, we had the halacha, the Mishnah, which was that you could have five different types of seeds in a 6x6 patch. And that Rav said, it's specifically talking about Aruga Shebuchurba. You can't have other patches around. The Gemara says, why? You could go ahead and plant other ones around it. So, and as Tay said previously, explained by the corners, because you're only planting a little bit in the middle, and you have the alachsin, and the, you have the ends that's left over, that's between one patch and the other one. So the Gemara answered that Rav's talking about when you mamali desroim all the corners on two of the sides. So then you're not going to have a distance of three tvachim between the middle patch and the patches around it. But then the Gemara says, what do you mean? But even if you're going to have it like that, but why do you say it like that? Say it that it's that you didn't fill it all up. So the Gemara says, no, we're concerned then, you're right, even if you would do it that way, we're concerned that you might come to fill it up, and then you're going to have a problem by climb. And then the Gemara says that, the last question the Gemara says is, v'afili yamali sakranos. Now, even if you develop the corners, question is, inkan irvov, it should not be a problem, but a mixture. And this is the last part of the taste of Ramaschal, because it should be qualified as dahar karnas and tzoyis, because the corners of the middle patch are holchis keneged ribua harugashis vibaseha. As tesis is, some tesis have the picture in the previous tesis, that it's actually a diagonal. It ends at a triangle, a corner, of the middle of the square of the patches around it, Vavikain Reish Torah. Therefore, that's like the head of the ox, which is, you see, it's a different shape from a different patch, even though it's like literally touching the next patch. Even though there's no distance between Tvachim, Kiminish Ben Hekat, since the recognition, that should be sufficient. And again, this old Teis Lashitasa in this whole Sugya, how to qualify this case of Rav. And that the Gemara answers in Reish Torah by Ruga, that we don't qualify Reish Torah by a patch. Lefichik Tani, he will like a care since it's small, it's not so significant, that would not be considered enough of recognition, even though one's a triangle hitting the middle of the square of the patches that are around it from the corners, that would not be sufficient. Continue next, Tez the Maskel, Tez begins the words of the Gemara, Shmuel Amar, he says, Aruga Ben Aruga Shanina. He disagrees with Rav, and he says, no, it could even be a patch amongst other patches. Tez can explain this opinion of Shmuel. So on that taste explains, so what's the understanding of Shmuel's opinion? Why is there no problem about the patches on the sides? Because Ulitzad HaKronis, as we explained in the opinion of Rav, that we're talking about that the patches that are around this middle patch are by the corners of the middle one. Ah, that fill the Mole HaKronis and Mekach Klum, Shmuel holds that, yeah, even if you fill up the corners of the middle one, it won't be a problem, because the stuff of the Esh Reish Torah by Aruga, he holds that there is Reish Torah by a patch. And therefore, since this the ones on the side are the corners, the patches around the peripheral of the middle one, are in the corners of it, so it's like a shape of a triangle going into the middle of a square, that's not a problem. Even if it's literally touching, and even if it's filled up, because of the Reish Torah, and the old Reish Torah applies even by Aruga. Continuing, it says, the Master begins with the Gemara. But why isn't the problem that they're getting mixed together? Which this discusses, again, this back and forth in the opinion of Shmuel that we just explained, that he holds not a problem about Aruga Shebein Arugas, because it's like Reish Torah. But the Gemara says, it's still mixing together. So Tez explains, what's the Gemara's question? Didn't we just say it's Reish Torah? So he says, yes, because Sha'alein, Sha'lamala, Muvav, and Yachad, because the leaves on the top, or the vegetation that's overground, that is mixing together, that with the patches around it by its corners. Now, I, Vavagav, Dekar, Reish Torah, Melmata, and I would just explain for Shmuel that he says, but you have the shape, the definition of Reish Torah on the bottom. Still, the Gemara is saying, it should be forbidden. Since the leaves on the top are mixing together, it should be problematic because, as Tesis explains, the ear space is considered something that mixes things together to be problematic as a climb. Where even if they're not nourishing one from the other, that should still be prohibited. I mean, like we say in the Mishnah Masechet Klaim, in the seventh parak, someone goes and he hangs over his grapevine over that of grain, kiddush. He's made a problem about climb. What do you mean? On the bottom, it's not planted together. Yeah, Mishum da avir mevalvo. The ear space goes and mixes it together. And therefore, that was what the Gemara's question was over here. Avabaruga achas. But someone plants two different types of seeds in one patch, and it makes a difference, a distance between them of three tefachim, that, as we see in our sugi, that's not a problem about climb. Even though the leaves on the top don't have three tefachim, that's because yediyah, that's because it's recognizable, each and every species, and v'leki irvav, and there's no mixture between them. But when you're planting two different types of seeds from two different patches in reish tur, which are very close, that would be considered a problem about irvav more because it's very close, and v'kuli haya in svar lahatim shem reish tur, and therefore that was the Gemara's question. It's not so reasonable to say that it should be permitted because of reish tur. That the Gemara answers that b'neit shu lekan v'shu lekan. What does that mean? Tisa explains, again, this is all not like Rashi, b'neit shar arugazu l'teicha v'zu l'teicha. What we mean to say is that you're pulling the row this way and the row this way, mean to say that, yeah, although the leaves from the diagonal of the middle one is facing is right there, and let's say you would think getting mixed in with the leaves on the top from the four corners of those patches on the corners, it's not true because you're actually pulling in your noita, the row of its tears, which is the leaves on the top, you're pulling it into the area where it's from. I mean, the middle one towards it, and the peripheral ones towards them. Kidnam, Mesechta Klaim, like we find such a concept in Mesechta Klaim, the fourth parak, Maisel Babasa, the Gemara brings the Babasa, the Pebez and Bez, Maisel Betzalman, Vahulu, Vahayahoifich, Sar, Shur, Lekan, where they would pull, there wasn't a problem about Klaim, you would pull the hairs of this one this way, and Vaitanam, Perakimel, the Klaim, we find similarly a Mishnah Klaim in the fifth parak, Noite Odom Kishas with the last Batech Gumma, a person can plant in the same pit, the cucumbers and the gourds, as long as they're each one pulling to the other direction, where towards each themselves and not towards the other one, again, that would be permissible. And that's exactly the concept of saying over here, where you're pulling it, the shur lekan means to say you pull it back towards itself, therefore it's not going to be ma'arvav eva either on the leaves on the top, and therefore that's why according to Shmuel it's going to be mutter to have the aruga bein arugas. To next stage, the master is against the words of the Gemara, Amma Ula. Ula says, they had the question in Eretz Yisrael. If someone goes and tears up a furrow on the whole surface, so here also Taisa has a different interpretation. Taisa learns it as a continuation from the previous Gemara's Machlekes of Rabbi Shmuel. We had a Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, is this Aruga Bechurbo, Aruga Ben Arugas? And then the Gemara then brings this question that was brought up in Eretz Yisrael, what's the halacha if yefki tel mechad al pnei kol arugas? Tais explains, Pirish, what's the question? If hamek, if a person goes and deepens in of telem echad, one furrow, pnei sivivay seho, it's not like Rashi says that's in the middle. It's around the corners, meaning not the corners as we said up until now, which was by the Koranis, but actually we're talking about all around, ladal druchi seho. You go and you make a deep ditch on four sides of this middle patch. Mahu, that's the question of the Gemara in Eretz Yisrael. What's halacha? Can you plant now patches all around on all the sides of the middle patch? Because the belay hammock, because if you didn't deepen this ditch, bein l'rav, bein l'shmul, asalasis arugas v'sel. Both Rav and Shmuel, meaning even Shmuel would agree that you're not allowed to make the patches all around it, because like we said, you can only make it on the corners. But all around it, where you don't brush turim, the way Tosfos explains it, that would be problematic. But that's what the Gemara's question is. But when you dig the hammock and you deepen it, kashir telem, like that of a farud haina tafach, that's boi ihavakir. That was a question that would be considered a significant recognition to separate between the middle patch and the patches all on all four sides. Kamei besadid avakir, like we find by a field, that a furrow is considered, that's the width of a tefach, it's considered as a recognition. Kinnam b'klaim, like in the Mishnah Masechet Klaim, the third parak, ha'yisidei zru yarek v'chulu, if his fields are planted with one yarek, and he wants to plant a different yarek, etc. Shimonami, he says that she'ya tell him a foolish. He says you can only plant another one in that same field until you have a deep furrow that separates, that runs through the whole thing. So, says, and we brought this previously, so you see this concept, that's a recognizable differentiation. That was the question. On that we have Machlekes. Amar Sheishes, he says, Bo irvav bitles ashur. So he says that the mixture of the seeds come and it nullifies the shura. Pirish, what does that mean to say? That the mixture of the different seeds of the two patches are mevatel hefzikatelem. That nullifies the separation of the furrow. And therefore the furrow is not considered as a recognition to separate, and therefore, yeah, you'd be forbidden to go ahead and plant the seeds in the rows around it. As Taisa explains, because with Telem, Just it's called Telem in the Mishnah Klayim, which the people in the West, they had this doubt. Hainu Shur. That's exactly what we call the row that Rav Sheish is talking about. It's just a B'nai Yitzisot, Korla Telem, B'nai Vavol, Korla Shura, but it's the same thing. Do we consider this row significant to create a separation? Rav Hashem, he says, no, ain't Irvim about La Shura. The mixture of the seeds on the two patches on either side does not nullify the Shura, and therefore, since this is a Telem that's considered significant, that separates, and therefore you can plant the Arugas on all sides of this middle Aruga. The next test, the master begins the words of the Gemara, Eisvei, but we learned in the Braisa, it says, in the Tesh, the Yeshua, someone plants two rows, v'chulu, etc., mutter, it's mutter. Tesh explains the question of Ravina, and the Gemara is the answer. And that is like we had this Machlekes, we just mentioned the Machlekes, Rav Sheshes, and Rav Ashi, regarding if someone plants he plows this telem, this furrow all around the Aruga on all four sides. According to Rav Sheshes, it's not a hefzik, and we forbid him to plant around. According to Rav Ashi, It's permitted. Now that Ravina asked Rav Ashi from the Mishnah that says a person let a plant in his field many types if it's two rows each, but if it's one row each, it's forbidden. So you see, one row is not considered as a separation. Tis explains that this that you let a plant two rows from every different species is the shtei shuris shel teluin. What's the halacha? Why? Because the two rows of the gourds that's in the middle is mafsikim bin kishu in lepolamutzi. That's separate between the melons on the one side and the Egyptian beans on the other side. Because the Geshuin, the Deluin, live a climb. Because the Deluin that are in the middle, that Deluin, those gourds are not considered climb with the Geshuin. Because the Minkri, because they're recognizable, they're different. Kidnam Beseva Dahach, like the end of that Mishnah climb teaches that Ulelel Haveiseh, and previously had brought this, that Neteodim Kishis Zlatbutar Gumo. You can plant in the same pit, you can plant the Kishis in the gourds. Bavad, etc. Like we said, as long as you have the ears, the leaves pulling into the directions where they are, not towards the other one. And the chain in the pull mitzvah mikri. Also, the gourds and the Egyptian beans are also recognizable. In other words, they're considered distinct and they're not considered klayim. Avol kishu in the pull mitzvah have a klayim. It's just that on the polar ends, the book ends, the kishuin and the Egyptian beans, those would be considered as klayim because when they mix, there's no recognition that they're separate. And that would be a problem about two different types mixing together. That's what we're saying, that if you have the two rows of the Delu in the middle, it separates between those two peripheral ones. Of a Shur Shal Kishuin B'chulu, awesome. But we said, but if let's say I have only one row of Kishuin in the middle, one row of Kishuin, a row of Delu, and one row of Pulamitzi, then that's going to be forbidden. Because the Shur Achashal Deluin, Loi Mipsi Kabe Kishuin Pulamitzi. But one row of gourds are not going to separate between the Kishuin on the one side and the Pulamitzi on the other side. And that's what the Gemara is asking. Just like you see that the peripheral rows of the Kishuin and Pulamitzi are nullifying the one row of Deluin that's in the middle, that's not going to be considered as a separation. Also, the rows of the patches on either side should nullify the one furrow that you made, that you tore out in the middle, and therefore and not like the opinion of Rav Ashi. The Gemara answers in Roshani Hasim, there it's different. There you have the entanglement, meaning Shehengedele Magasim, because there the Kishuin and the Pulamitzi, they're large and they're very thick, and therefore, yeah, they're going to nullify the row that's in the middle. And here we're talking about thin seeds. The seeds on either side of the patches are not going to nullify the patch within, and therefore it is resolved according to Rav Ashi how it's going to go ahead and be masik and permit to plant on the aruga, shebin arugas, on all saviv, all around that middle patch. So Tosfos explains that the two rows of the deluin is a hefsik between the kashuin on the one side and the pulamitzi on the other side, because it's two, but deluin is. Because Luin is not climbed with Kishuin or with Pulamitzri, and therefore it separates. And additionally, since there's two rows of Luin, like we said, if it's one row, that was the Gemara's question, there would not be a separation from the ones on either side. Continuing next text, the Master says, against the words of the Gemara, Amr Bichner. Bichner says, a Reitzel Mals called Ginasi Yarek, if someone wants to fill up his whole garden with vegetables, what Oitzaba, Aruga, Vavavav, what he can do is he can make a patch of 6x6, Vaigal, Vahulu, he can make a circle in the middle, etc. That's what Bichner describes, he can fill up your whole garden with vegetables. But I'm just going to explain this opinion of Rabbi Yechanan. It says, Pirish, what does Rabbi Yechanan talk about? You start off, you make a patch, a square 6x6. Then in that square, you make another square 5x5. So it comes out from the inner square to the outer square. There's a distance of a half a tefach on every single side. Now, in the inner square, you circle in that inner square an area of 5 by 5. So you fill up the circle with one species. Now in the corners of the inner square, you'll plant one type in every single corner. Like some places have the word kezeh, like the picture that's brought. Now in the inner square, you have 5 different types. You have the 4 corners, each a different type, and the circle, one type. Now even though the seed that's in the middle of the square, in the middle of the circle, to the seeds that are in the corners, there's no difference, really just a little bit, meaning it's really touching. And lachash, we're not concerned, because the eagle have a kara. The eagle is considered a hacker, recognition. You could tell it's something different, distinct, because it's the shape of a circle. But as long as there's a distance of 3 tvachim from the seeds of this corner to the other corner, that's how you could get 5 in this area. And therefore you can make all these patches all around this patch going throughout the whole garden like this. You'll be having all different types of seeds planted in your garden. Now you're having, and this is how Tesa explains, this is not like Rashi, that you're going to have 3 tvachim between every single patch. Why? Because you have the outer square, which you have a distance of a half a tevach that was left empty. So to the other patch next to it also has that extra half a tevach. Ah, so total of harei tevach. But based gavul and shayi based tevachim, you just have the 2 borders of each one, which each one's a tevach, which harei gimel tevachim altogether, 3 tevachim, and therefore you can have all these patches running through the whole field. Now, but then he says, if you're going to say, my ear is shisha, why is saying it has to be 6 by 6? I feel like, hey, nami, when you could have the square 5 by 5, but I go by arba. And then you make a circle inside of an area 4 by 4. And kiven the eagle chashav ekera, since the circle is considered significant, so that's where you could fill up the whole field with these patches of 5 by 5 and a circle of 4 by 4 inside. Why has to be 6 by 6 and then have a patch of inside of 5 by 5 and then inside the circle inside? And that's the test. What you could say is the eagle hey chashav ekera v'dalai. Only a circle that's at least 5 tvachim square would be considered significant to make a hacker. If it's less than that, it was 4 by 4, it wouldn't be considered significant. And therefore, Rabbi Yechon did not say it with smaller patches throughout the garden. So Tesis explain. According to Rabbi Yechonon, where you make a circle of 5 tvachim in a patch of 6 tvachim, you could plant in the corners around the circle, even though there's really very little bit separating, because you could tell that it's a distinct area of the circle from the corners. But you need to have 3 tvachim, a separation from the different types from one corner to another corner. And you'll also have from this patch to the other patch, because Tais explains a square in a square, so you have a half a tefach, half a tefach, plus the tefach of each border and the other tefach border, so which are a total of 3 tvachim. And specifically, if the circle is 5 tvachim, it's considered a heker. But if, let's say, it was a smaller circle, like Tais had asked, that wouldn't be considered so significant, and then you would have to have a distance of 3 tvachim, which you don't have from the circle to the corners. Tinnik says the master begins the words of the Gemara, but ikka beini beini, but you have the area in between. Tais comes to explain the Gemara's question and answer, and that is, we had brought this teaching of Rabbi Yechonon, that if someone wants to fill up his whole garden from different types, again, he makes the square of 6 by 6, makes a circle inside of it, and that's how he can fill up the whole field. Then the Gemara asked, does the seed beini beini, what does that mean? So according to Tais, sulka daitach, the Gemara's assumption was that it betumah de bemalik kol akronas, that actually you're filling up all the corners of the inner square, and v'zireh b'kratnis ribua hachitzayin, that you're also filling up the corners of the outer square, adagvul, up until the border. If that is the presumption of Ari, ain hefsik ben arugas ulacheres, then you're only going to have a distance from this patch to the other patch, lacheres, el shnei tvachim shel shnei agvun, only 2 tvachim of the 2 borders. And we know you have to have 3 tvachim. Oh, Mishan, that's what the Gemara answers, no, b'machar ben amenayim. Which according to Tosis, the place left empty of Bein HaBinayim refers to Shemaneh Chatzi Tefach HaSeviv Ribu HaPanimi HaKol Charv, that the half a Tefach of the outer square that's more than the inner square, that's left empty. Ve'ein HaMamale El Kronish HaRibu HaPanimi, only filling up the corners of the inner square. The Hashtah, now that you have Yesh HaChaka Shalash HaTvachim, then you have a distance of 3 Tvachim from one patch to another patch. That's one approach. Or Inami, another person explained the Gemara's question is Diyodul Shabbat de Menei Chatzi Tefach Charv. Though the Gemara understood in this question the way we had previously explained that no, we didn't fill up the outer square, only the inner square. So now what's the question? El Deparach, rather, the Gemara's question was on a different point. Amai de Kama Lamalas called Ginos, and this Rabbi Yechonon says if you want to be able to, you could fill up your whole garden. You could do this approach. The Hashtah in the Malakal Ginosa, but the way you're describing, you're not filling up the whole garden because you're not filling up the outer square. A mishnah. There's a Gemara answers. You're right, but Macher, we're talking about that you left it open. You didn't fill up the outer square. Rabbi Yechon, the Kama Lamal, it's called Ginosa Yarek. This Rabbi Yechon says you're filling your whole garden with vegetables. It means Levad min habinayim Kama. It means besides that, the area in between of the outer square. And we're saying everything but that is what you can fill up your whole garden with vegetables. Now that the Gemara brings that Isvei Ravina Ravashi, but then Ravina asked Ravashi. On this halacha of Rabbi Yechon, that you can make the circle of five tefachim in this six tefachim square, we learn the Braisa that says, Avodas Yarek B'Yarek Achar Shisha Tefachim. The amount of work you have to have from one vegetable to plant another vegetable in the same patch is a shift of six tefachim. Pirish, what that means to say is, this is the halacha of our Mishnah. Arugashir Tir B'Chamisha Zerayinim, the patch that we permitted to plant five different types of seeds, the Hainu, which that's Avodas Yarek B'Yarek Achar, the amount of distance having one vegetable to different types of pieces of vegetable, that the Braisa says, Rayinu Sikitav Miravash. You look at it as if it's a square board. Oh, says the Gemara, Ketav L'Meravasu D'Shari. It's only when it's a square board that we permit it with these types of distances. Avagav D'Ikka Tarevis Anofim Va'olim Malo. Although there is really a mixture of the branches and the leaves on the top. Now, it sounds like Halava Achiyasa, that if not for that, even if you have these Hekerim, it would be forbidden. The Lake Shari Irvuv, because we don't permit the upper mixtures, Elabar Ruga Kilchasa, only if you have a patch according to Halacha, which is 6 by 6 Tvachim square. Aval Eigel Heyasa, but the Rebbe Yechon is describing if you make a circle of 5 Tvachim square, that would be forbidden. Because the Lechash of Tan Eke, we see the Tan does not consider that as a recognizable differentiation. Mashalim, that's the Gemara answers, Lebotan Elahachme Elahakal. Now, the Tanah here is not coming to be stringent to say that a circle doesn't work and it needs a square. It's only rather coming to say regarding a leniency, meaning l'hatarosh tur yerek. It's only coming to permit when you have that of the, what's called the head of the ox, which is a direction of a diagonal going into the middle of a different patch or a different field of a square, ha'nechlesla v'yitzimena, that goes into it or comes from somewhere else into it. That's what we're saying, only if it's square, it's going to be permitted. Of bagula in resh tornikr, but when there's a circle, you don't see a recognition of that this is the middle of a square and this is the corner of the square, and therefore that's where it's not going to work. I v'hodom el, how could the Gemara give this answer? I think Gemara previously said in resh tor yerek laruga, that there is no halacha resh tor yerek for an aruga. And that says Rashi as tays according to aruga laruga kama. That's from one patch to another patch. But from a large field to a patch, yes, reshtur, there is halacha reshtur, kein ikka pesha shmur. This tesis concludes all these different tesis in the sugya. This is the primary way of explaining the sugya, again, not like other rishonim, including Rashi. And tesis points out, because the pesha kuntra, according to Rashi's interpretation, so on different points of the Gemara, tesis says it's very difficult how to read the sugya according to Rashi. Tesis points out, when the Gemara asks on Rav, vo'ikim mokim kronis, that you could plant the corners of every single vegetable patch without klayim, which according to Rashi means that you pull the seeds from this side towards one direction, the one on the other side to a different direction. So Taisa says, according to Rashi interpretation, lashon makom kranis l'mashma kibrusha. The terminology of makom kranis doesn't sound like Rashi's interpretation. Because according to Taisa, it makes sense. According to Taisa, as we had explained in Amud Aleph, that it explains that you could plant in the kranis that are near this patch, when you're into the other patches by the corner, that makes sense of Akimukum Kronis that you could plant. According to Rashi, it's not really planting in the corners, it just means to move it to one direction, therefore it's difficult the way Rashi explaining. Vigam Osa Madim Adama L'Resh Tor, this that the Gemara compares and asks, wait a second, forget about that, even it should be permitted else Resh Tor, that's also difficult according to Rashi. How we're comparing it to Resh Tor. Cortesis, it's really a classic Resh Tor, it's going because the other fields around it are by the corners. Not like Rashi, that it's on each of the sides. And v'chal ha-sugi miyushev is kapishra bin etam, and also it says the whole sugi really is more resolved, it fits more nicely according to the interpretation that we've been saying all along, that of Rabbein Tam. Additionally, Taisa says, Umash appears Rashi. This the Rashi explains what ikamakam krana is, that the Gemara is asking, Eid is the place of the corners, which the intention of the Gemara's questioner was that you could have the arugas around the middle one, because v'yochel hamshuch shalzul tzafen, you could pull this side more to the north, but shalzul adarm, this one more to the south. And therefore, and therefore you only have to really distance it in one direction, only one tefach, because you have two tefachim of the border separating. You also have now that's in the width, and you have now in the length also a separation of a tefach. Says Taisa Leidak. According to Rashi interpretation, it's not really precise. Because demkain, if that's the case, in the then the only distance you have halachsin, the only thing you end up having is if you're going, you can't combine the length and the width. You're only having a diagonal shal tfachayim al tefach on two tfachim on the tefach. And that measurement comes out, doesn't come out a filish ne tfachim shnei chumashim, only to two tfachim and two fists. And as Tais explains, kashalachsin shal tefach al tfachayim, because a diagonal of one tefach by two tfachim is pachis malachsin shal tefach al tefach, is less than the what you have over here is the alachsin of a tefach on tefachayim is pachis malachsin shal tefach al tefach, because the alachsin is when you have a tefach on tefach, a tefach squared, so the diagonal you get more, it's a tefach and 3/5. But where you're distancing from between the two rows is a shear of two tefachim on two tefachim, because it comes out that the alachsin is double from that a tefach on a tefach. That would come out to 3 tefachim and 1/5, which that's more than what's necessary. But the way Rashi says it, that it's a 2 tefachim by a tefach, that's going to be less than that. You're not going to have the shear hachoka of the zroim, and therefore that's another difficulty in Rashi's interpretation. So Taisa had explained that the Gemara is Havimin and Rabbi Yechanan in two ways. That the Gemara understood that according to Rabbi Yechanan, that you could plant the corners of the inner field and also the outer. Like it takes explained, there was two squares, and then the inner square is a circle. And that the Gemara's question is that there's no interruption of 3 tefach. But the Gemara answers, no, Rabbi Yechanan held, you're not planting the outer square. Or that the Gemara knew that you're not planting the outer square. And the Gemara's question was, how do you understand Rabbi Yechanan's wording of to fill up the whole field, not filling the whole field? And that the Gemara says, you're right, it means besides the outer square. And then Tosfos brought Rashi interpretation that he explains that the patch is 6 tefachim, you plant 5 seeds. Where you have the 4 types on the 4 corners of Ruga and 1 in the middle, and that Taisa disagrees, where he says that it's not like that. The way Rashi, and he brought a few different questions on Rashi, and additionally, the last question was saying that to have this ikamukum crunch that the Gemara was proposing for Rav is not really true, because it's not really going to be a distance of 3 tefachim, as Mefarshim tried to find for Rashi interpretations, that it's enough in this case, 2 tefachim one way, 1 tefachim another case. But Taisa understands literally, as we see from a few places and places, you have to have actual 3 tefachim distance, and you don't have that even with the locks, and it's going to come out less than the minimum. According to Taisa, you're going to have, because Taisa says you only have, you don't fill up the whole side. You have only one on the middle of either side, and on the and then from there to go on the locks, and you're going to have 3 tefachim. According to Rashi, you're not having that alachsin of 3 tefachim.